If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini al-Islami, dini wal-Azam, ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of Hajj, in fact, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
SubhanAllah.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javed, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed, as always, our guest speaker in the studio. Sheikh Javed, since we are talking about, the rules of Hajj Tamattu, and more in particular, we were talking about, our episode from the last, your previous episode onward, about the prohibitions of Ihram. Let's continue some of these, prohibitions or those things which are not allowed for any pilgrims to Mecca. Would you?
Yes, sure. We have already discussed some of the prohibitions, and of course, the one of the things which is prohibited for a pilgrim is, especially for women, is to apply collyrium, which is called surma. Okay, it's not permissible for a woman or for a man to apply collyrium or surma.
Yes.
For example, men, women tend to wear makeup and wear, collyrium, mascara, and different things. Yeah. And they might want to apply lotion or things like that, which is not permissible, of course. Yes, if you want to apply sunscreen, it does not have fragrance. There's mm-hmm. no objection because you want to protect your skin. Okay,
right.
That's okay because in the hot season you can do that.
But what about some of the ointment for medical purposes?
That's also permissible mm-hmm. if there's ointment, and of course you want to apply it. There is no objection to you in doing so. Then we have looking in mirror. Okay, in a mirror, there are mirrors here and there, especially when you want to enter a hotel or a restaurant, and there are mirrors in front of you. And these rules are applicable to, Shia Muslims. Sunnis might not have these restrictions, okay?
Right.
So they might want to look into mirrors. That is what we need to know. And we as Shia Muslims need to follow the religious authorities we have. And of course, in this program, we are discussing the rules according mm-hmm. to the fatwa or the verdicts of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei. So looking in a mirror is not permissible. And if a person happens to look in a mirror, he has to pay the penalty or the kafara. Then we have wearing shoes. Wearing shoes is not permissible for men.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, there are special slippers or flip-flops which a man should wear. So the upper part of the shoes and the feet must not be covered. You cannot wear socks. You must wear special flip-flops, and in order to avoid covering your feet. So
yeah, but these shoes, most of these shoes are sewn.
No,
you know?
That's not called clothing. You know, it is, of course. You need to wear something. Footwear is necessary. You can walk barefooted, but if you want to wear something, you should wear something which does not cover your feet.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the upper part of the upper sole of your foot.
Yeah, the sole. Yeah.
The sole should not be covered.
I see.
Then lying is absolutely forbidden. It's always forbidden, but lying, especially in the for a pilgrim, is absolutely forbidden. Quarreling is forbidden. No one has a right to quarrel with other pilgrims while performing Hajj, because it is a season. It is an occasion for reuniting, for showing
for peace and prosperity.
And
yes.
Prosperity, sure. So quarreling is forbidden. Killing lice or other, insects found on the humans. Okay, if you find any insects on uh-huh. your body walking, like for example, if there are cockroaches, or if there are lice, or if there are insects, flies, okay?
Mosquitoes, yeah. Flies, yeah.
Yeah, you cannot kill them. You should just simply push them aside.
Okay? Drive them away.
Yeah, and killing insects, animals, will make atonement obligatory.
I see.
And then beautifying oneself, okay? I did say that wearing makeup is not permissible. Beautifying oneself, wearing jewelry, wearing adornments or things like that is absolutely forbidden, and okay. No one can do it.
Okay, thank you very much. Let's take another break or a short break here. And we'll be back and continue our program, some of these rules regarding the prohibitions of Ihram, here on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar.
The followers of Ayatollah Khamenei can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khamenei's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We are talking about the rules of prohibitions of Ihram, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, with Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, you were talking about those rules. If there are anything left, I'd appreciate you actually to shed some light on it.
Sure. One of the prohibitions of Ihram is to apply oil, okay? There are many pilgrims, especially Indians and Pakistanis, who are very much in the habit of applying oil, and necessary or unnecessary, they do it.
What is it for?
They apply oil to their hair, you know, to keep the to keep their hair tidy, or to keep their hair strong. And of course, applying oil has its fragrance as well.
Uh-huh.
So it's not permissible to apply oil. Oil is a term that can refer to many different things. Lotion is also included. For example, lotion is also a kind of liquid that's applied to the body. So,
but what about moisturizing, for example, the skin?
If it's not necessary, it's not permissible to of course, to use moisturizers.
Except for some medical purposes,
yeah,
right?
If
you have a condition, medically
unless necessary, one should not apply such things. Then we have removing hair from the body. It's not permissible to pluck your hair. Ladies cannot pluck their eyebrows or pluck their hair unless the hair falls off itself by itself.
Right.
It's not permissible for a person, man or woman, to remove his or her hair, because you will have to wait. If you are performing Umrah, you will have to wait until you are supposed to perform Taqsir. Taqsir is when you have completed the Sa'i and you have performed the Tawaf, and then after Tawaf you will perform Taqsir. Taqsir means that you cut short your hair or your nail. That's when you are allowed to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then we have halq. Halq also means to shave, okay? Shaving is the last practice before the Tawaf al-Nisa. Of course, you are supposed to perform halq, which means that you will clean shave, or you will shave your hair, and that is when you are allowed to do so. Otherwise, before you complete the Hajj rituals, you are not allowed to pluck your hair. Then we have covering the head by males, or driving, diving in water, even by females, you know. So to understand the rules better, I want to say that there are some, you know, the weather is hot there. Many people might want to take an umbrella, you know, and walk, and use the umbrella to cover themselves, and to walk under the shadow. Walking under the shadow is not permissible for a person who moves from the station, from Miqat, towards Mecca. Of course, once you arrive in Mecca, this restriction is removed. Okay,
right.
Because while you are walking in the streets of Mecca, okay, shadow is there. You'll walk into the hotel, but as long as you have not reached there, you cannot walk.
Use an umbrella, you mean?
You cannot use an umbrella. You cannot cover your head. You cannot wear a hat or something, or a cap to cover your head.
Even despite the fact that some of these, time frames, I'm talking about the Zilhijjah time, or month, which fall into the summer. and it becomes really extremely hot. In Saudi Arabia. So
there are two things. Of course, the weather is hot there, but we need to distinguish between covering the head and walking under the shadow. These are two different things. Okay, sometimes there are elderly people, they always cover their head even if they are not performing Hajj. So covering the head is not permissible. It is necessary to remove the cup, to take it off and walk without wearing anything. Okay,
I see.
But walking under the shadow, it's not permissible and regardless of whether you are a man or a woman. Okay, covering the head for ladies is a must. It is obligatory. They should cover their head and hair and neck and everything, except for their faces and hands up to the wrist. So as for walking under the shadow is concerned, of course, they cannot walk under the shadow whilst they are wearing ihram and moving towards Mecca.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice elaboration and shedding light on the rules about the prohibitions of ihram here in the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا